If I knew then what I know now.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the new episode of Matipedia. Today we'll try to speak about the topic of integration to Finnish society from two perspectives. Of foreigner, me as an international student, and Tarmo as a Finn. Hopefully this might be really useful for those international students who are already in Finland or who are still planning to move to Finland. And we will try to share our feelings and maybe provide you some useful tips. My name is George. I moved to Finland 3 years ago, and I already two times had experience of moving to another country because 2 years ago I moved to Berlin as an exchange student, and then I came back to Finland. So maybe some of my tips and my personal experience might be useful for you as well. Tarmo, could you please introduce yourself?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for inviting me to your program. My name is Tarmo Ahvenainen, and as you said, I'm a Finn. I'm a principal lecturer of languages at XAMK, and I have lived short periods during my life in Sweden, the Soviet Union, and the United States. In addition, of course, I have worked a long time here at XAMK, teaching English, Russian, intercultural communication, academic writing, and so on, and met people from different corners of the world. And I have heard some of the adaptation problems and probably could offer some even theoretical tools how to deal with your feelings and problems.
Okay, yes. So you already said that you moved and you have been living to different countries. As a person who wants to move, or like as a person who already moved to another country and just entered this, could you share maybe some tips? What should a person do before moving and as soon as he or she already arrived to Finland, maybe specifically, or to any other countries?
Before moving, of course, one thing is to find out something about the country, something about the culture. Nowadays, you can find these practical tips beforehand. And also, it's good to remember that when we read about other people's experiences from a country, we all interpret that experience from our own point of view. So, for example, when I once read about people's experiences in Denmark and what they found there peculiar, most of them would have been quite normal to me because Denmark and Finland, the culture is so close to each other. So they wouldn't have been a cultural shock to me. But finding out things beforehand and finding out those people's experience who have similar background to you, that might be a good starting point. Then you mentioned what happens when you actually enter the country. I think one of the most important things is that don't expect anything to be similar to home. And if you see something which is similar to your home, don't interpret that in the same way. If I give you an example, if you come to speak with a Finn and you notice some silence in the conversation, in your own culture, that may be a sign of boredom or hostility, whereas in Finland, it's a kind of a feature of a normal conversation and it doesn't have any specific meaning, or the lack of feedback. You say something and the Finn doesn't respond to you. We can't expect things to be similar, and we can't, even when we try to learn things, we have to be very careful in interpreting them. And of course, when we learn something about new culture, we cannot assume that it's a kind of general rule that applies everywhere. If you go to Italy and you go get friends with some Italians, you can't expect that all Italians behave in the same way.
It's pretty interesting that even though you are a teacher of languages, you didn't mention this, like the studying and learning languages beforehand.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, because I was thinking of my own experience in all these cases. I knew the language from beforehand. I had studied the language quite a lot. But of course, if you come to a place like Finland, where obviously you haven't learned Finnish, and in Finland, this might be a kind of misleading because as a tourist, you can get by in English quite easily in Finland, I suppose. But if you want to integrate, then without the Finnish language, things can get really complicated because you can't really get into the culture without knowing the language. Of course, acknowledging that it takes a long time to learn the language. And even if you can survive in Finnish in the surface level, there is so much below it that it's a lifetime process if you want to learn a language.
I would like to ask, so once you're in Finland, how do you think to be closer to Finnish social life and to Finnish culture, and how to actually integrate from this point of view, how to find some actions, some activities as a foreigner?
You have to take an extra effort to find some place to socialize. One thing is that it's the climate. If you watch outside, you can't hang around on the street so easily. And people, of course, it depends where you come from, but you may come from a more collective society where people, where socializing is a more, it happens more easily with the people who don't know each other. So you have to take an extra effort and try to find some place. It can be some kind of hobby, some kind of sports, some club, whatever the place where you can meet people and socialize with them, and little by little get to know the Finnish people. Also, what I've heard compared to some other cultures, they say that it's difficult to get to know a Finn. But once you cross a certain limit, it's easy to make a lifetime friendship with a Finn.
Yes, I totally agree with you. I would like to share also some insights as a foreign person. I think the point of extra effort is one of the main. Because I think sometimes it's not really even enough to find to something that already exists, because there basically might be not the thing, there might not be a thing that you like or one of your hobbies, because most of the Finnish cities are pretty small. So actually, I would say that sometimes you need to even think how to organize things. And we, for instance, we wanted to have like different type of student parties, and we had to organize it in our dormitory so that we don't need to go somewhere like walk 5 kilometers to the nearest club or like to speak with others and meet with friends. So this, yeah, like the extra effort is really good. Also about the how to meet the Finns. And yes, I totally agree with you that we were lucky enough that some of our Finnish classmates were open for us to make the first step themselves. However, I think that the case as a foreigner for me, how it looks like that Finns usually open, really open to international students and to others. However, they will not make the first step themselves. And yes, you really need to have this power to actually start the communication with them. So yeah, and maybe from here, we can move to the next question of the personal characteristics. As a foreigner, how do you think, what should you bring back, like bring with you from your home country, and what should you develop during these years?
Well, I think one thing that many people find when they come to Finland is the acceptance of certain kind of quietness or silence that we have here, and learning to enjoy that, and enjoying a certain kind of independence that nobody interferes with your business and you can make your own decisions. But on the other hand, the other side of the coin is that you may have a feeling that nobody cares about you and nobody's interested in you. And so in the Finnish society, we develop, or we expect people to be quite independent, and that's why how we raise our children. You have to learn to be independent, and when you are independent, you don't. The other extreme is that you don't need other people, and therefore, as you know, we have loneliness is a big problem in Finland. Bring along whatever you feel is valuable in your personal characteristics.
On the other hand, are there any things like culture or personal characteristics that you think 100% will not work with Finns, and they will like maybe even scare if you go to them? I don't know, maybe you are too active or you go too close, some those, you know, minor things that might be for Finns really scary and unacceptable in any ways.
Well, maybe that's coming too close and showing what in other cultures might be a sign of caring, that you give advice in a way, give too much help and too eagerly make contact. Maybe that could be scary for a Finn if you're too hospitable. Georgi, what are your experiences in this?
Well, Fortunately to myself, I think I kind of got the idea of Finns that really they don't want you to be too close. They don't want you to be like super pushing. Sometimes yeah. like you need to stay. Yeah, like you need to understand when you need to stop in a way. I think yeah. of, yeah, like to not be super hospitable and like do not come with your help that, yes, I can solve your problem. Yeah, I think it's really connected to your independence.
Yeah, and that's actually one point that you can't find out when you're doing wrong because Finn don't say it. they just
yeah.
yeah.
Actually,
yeah. I could give you one example when I was embarrassed. That was ages ago when I was in studying in St. Petersburg. Those days it was Leningrad, and I had mentioned to one of my Russian friends that I'm going to buy some beer. And those days it was very difficult to find beer in Leningrad because it was sold only in certain places. And when after my classes I came to the dormitory, my Russian friend had bought me a bag full of beer, and I was really very embarrassed for his hospitality, that, and he didn't want any money for that. And I knew that it had cost him quite a lot. That's something a Finn wouldn't do. unless it would have been a romantic gesture or something, but I don't suppose it was.
Yes, yes. Okay. Well, maybe we can move to something like more related to your professional life. Do you know, like, because I know that you have your project of some like learning languages. We also have our projects in our organizations. Maybe I wanted to ask, what is currently you know the most attractive, or you can provide yourself for students who would like to do some activities outside of their main studies?
Yeah, we do have some optional courses, like Tandem is one of them, and Tandem is a system where two persons teach their own mother tongues to each other, and that's something that has been going on at our university for years. But it's those people who take it, they usually find it very very fruitful, because it gives you an opportunity to get to know a person from another culture in one-to-one meetings. We do have different optional courses, like if you want to study languages, we have these courses provided by other universities as well that you can study online. But of course, as you might know, we have different kind of extracurricular opportunities, like university sports. There's floorball, fitness, boxing, and so on, which are excellent opportunities to meet other students. In our looks, there are news. There are also actually do have a nationwide online Tandem as well, where you can study languages in Tandem, and you can find your Tandem partner from any university. Or we have about 25 universities there in the network, and that works as well.
I'd also like to share, yes, because I'm a member of Patri ES. It's an entrepreneurship society who helps others. And from the integration point of view, it's really good that if you are a student who is interested, it's not necessarily to be interested in entrepreneurship, but in general to speak with others and maybe be more integrated into work life, into Finnish work life. We help during our events that we organized. I think the two of them might be the most efficient for students in a way, at the Patri stage, which will happen on the 2nd of April in Kotka already. We will talk about the Antti Lempilampi. We will talk about how to integrate AI into your studies. And there you can also meet some people who are like-minded. But actually, the most important thing we organize is language coffee, is the language speaking club in the format of speed datings that we are trying to organize each 2 weeks in Kouvola and also in Kotka. So yes, all the information about those events you can find on the Patri ES webpage or on Instagram. That's pretty cool, I think, and really, really nice to organize and see people speaking with native Finns, and by this creating also some connections, which is, I think, important.
We do have some, let's say, ways to promote the integration of foreign students also within the structure of courses. But we had quite a nice experiment with my colleague this spring, where my colleague Anna-Liisa Luova, who is a teacher of Finnish and I teach English, we combined our classes in such a way that her students of nursing and my students of social services, we had some joint classes, and it was partly studying Finnish and partly studying English. So, and in the Finnish classes, my colleague gave some activities that the international and Finnish students did together. And in my English classes, in the first time, it was just chatting around different topics and getting to know. Then in the second time, my social services students made a kind of mini presentations around the one table about social services, because they are also a kind of essential thing for nursing students. And then in the last time, we had discussions on intercultural experiences, and I think that was a very fruitful experience, and students seemed to enjoy that quite a lot. And I think that kind of meetings within the course structure is also possible.
Yes, I totally agree, because for us, it's a really crucial problem that we, even though we study on the campus with other Finns, actually, our studies are not related to any other studies of different programs. And therefore, we cannot really meet Finnish students during our studies, or like somehow that university would emphasize us doing this. Do you think there might be something that can also lead, like organize people into some groups that who could interact more between universities, any kind of hobbies? It's not necessarily sports, but maybe some intelligent games as well, or some art exhibitions that could be done. Do you know about any plans, or maybe something that already exists that students can participate and at the same time receive some optional study credits?
I know that our university has something like this with some of its international partners also, but it can exist, I wouldn't deny it, but it's not very widespread, I think. Yeah, I can't give you any concrete examples.
So then maybe it might be insightful if somebody of the Finnish government or Finnish principal, like university principals, might hear this podcast. Because I think it's really good when, am I right that like this salibandy, is it really common to have in company team for the salibandy?
It's the most popular student sport, as far as I know. So it's practically played everywhere, and also in the workplaces. I know there are some salibandy teams. So it's that might be one, and that's also very easy, because you don't have to have expensive equipment, or you don't have to be. You can participate even though you are. You don't know anything about them. It's so easy to learn the basics. So that kind might be a very good starting point for some kind of joint cooperation.
Okay, yes. Then let's maybe talk about some also important thing, like homesickness. Have you ever felt this, that you move somewhere to for a long time? How did you deal with it?
And it's something you have to accept. I mean, you can't deny that. I think there are two sides. You have to accept it some point, and sometimes find yourself some space where. So you have to go out and try to get to know people in the new place. But on the other hand, you have to accept that, of course, you have feelings for your home, and you miss your dear ones from home. What is your experience?
Yes, that's a good question, because I have a feeling that I chose like kind of radical way of integrating, because I really wanted to like, I was planning to move to Finland, and I'm planning my future here. And therefore, I try to be here as much as possible physically, and to not go back to Russia. From my experience, I can say that I'm pretty well integrated to Finnish society. And because I have some friends here, I have work, I know what the things to do. I have like my hobbies here, and in my opinion, from my point of view, the less you can go back to your country, the more chances of good integration you have here. Because once you maybe even can spend one of the holidays or one weekend with a Finn, you can see how it works. And this is how you become friends with others. So yes, this is kind of my experience. Oh yes, maybe I wanted to ask a bit about some of the routine, how to create your routine more easily when you come to another country again.
It's good to find out how things work in the new country, because then they save you from a lot of surprises, especially find out from the people experience who come from the same country as you have, where you are from, and what has been their experience.
But thank you so much for listening us. And yes, I give the last words to Tarmo to summarize, give us a summary. And
thank you for inviting me. It's been really inspiring to talk with you here. If I have to summarize somehow our conversation, Georgi, what really inspired me was your active attitude when you talked about the way you decided to spend here as much time as possible, and so in a way also spend your holidays and weekends and everything here. So that might, I never thought of that, but of course that really makes a difference. But as we talked beforehand, being open, being curious, not expecting that everything works the same way as at home, finding out things beforehand, learning the language, learning the local language wherever you go, because you can, as we do here, we can manage in English to a certain point, but then if you want to know the local culture, you have to know the local language.
I would also invite everybody to Ship Starter Festival that will happen in Gotko on 16th and 17th of May. There will be a two-day festival for people who are interested in entrepreneurship, and we organize it for different students. It will be 10th edition, and 20 young companies, the startup companies who are formed of students and any other students, and other participants will be fighting for the main prize of €15,000 from Google. And it's really a nice place for you to also have a chance to integrate and find new friends and find some connections and find work opportunities.
Tämä podcast auttaa täällä olevia kansainvälisiä opiskelijoita tai uusia fuksiopiskelijoita. Georgi ja minä nautimme kovasti osallistumista tähän podcastiin. Täältä löydät vinkkejä sosiaalisen kanssakäymisen Suomessa ja tiettyjä avainasioita, jotka auttavat sinua sosiaalistumisprosessissa. Georgi jakaa myös sisäpiirikokemuksiansa Suomessa asumisesta ja siitä, kuinka selviytyä kotiikävän kanssa tässä uudessa itsenäisten ihmisten maassa, jossa on erilainen sää. Lisäksi tässä podcastissa voi tutustua johonkin XAMP-kursseihin ja aktiviteetteihin, joita voi tehdä. Georgi ehdottaa monia innovatiivisia ideoita. Niitä kannattaa kuunnella. Kiitos, että kuuntelit meitä.